say when he is old, growing mature, they accept one. Adam's kind of, we would see Adam sort of old for something.
No,
like
I'm
that.
I'm talking in the other direction, really. I'm talking about if all of them, you know, are grown up.
Yeah.
And but there's one of them that seems ready to take on responsibility and do the work even more than the rest of them.
That's right. Yeah.
Would you say that he's the grown-upest of my children? I may not say
that's a grown-upest one of them. I may say that ain't got more responsibility than the rest of them. I'd say something like that.
Okay.
Seems like he seemed to be more responsible than the rest of them.
Okay.
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's kind of a hard thing to ask somebody about.
Why, that's right.
But some of these are harder than others.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Isn't that hard enough?
If one of your children has misbehaved, you're liable to say to him, you better watch out. You're going to get a...
That's right. Yeah.
You're going to get a what?
You're going to get a whipping. Something like that. Yeah.
A mother has looked after three children until they're grown up.
Mm-hmm.
You say she did what to those children? She...
Well, she done her part, you see. Maybe we will see. Well, she raised those children.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
If a woman is going to have a child, you'd say she is what?
Pregnant.
You ever hear any joking words used to refer to a woman being pregnant?
Yes.
All right, come on, tell me. Come on, you got to tell me.
Oh, foot. Huh?
Come on,
sit. Yeah. Oh, and you say, that woman, she's big. Yeah,
she's big?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
that's the old folks use that word.
Would both women and men have said it?
Yeah, some old men, you know, they ain't got no, maybe man, they ain't got no, you know, just come up, he say, him and say, say it right to the girl. Say, gal, ain't you big? Oh, like that.
I didn't hold it back, did
No, you see, some of them do like that, you know, just like that. Act like who's in his business.
Oh, that's funny. In the old days they didn't, and maybe I guess now they're coming back too. They don't always have doctors to deliver babies.
No.
They'll have a woman who'll
Yeah,
come
that's
away.
Right, a midwife.
Mm-hmm. All right, back in the old days, did they call her something else?
Well, no, me. Yeah, call her granny, something like that, a granny. You didn't see midwife much, say granny, and I would just say granny.
Yeah, that's what I kind of wondered about.
Yeah,
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you'd say the boy, what, his father?
He like his father.
Did you say he looks like his father?
No, he act like his father. You see that way. You say he's just like his father.
Okay, now that, if you say he acts like his father, does that mean how he looks or how he
No, does? His ways.
His ways?
His ways, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you see a child, and we say this a lot, if you see a child, you maybe haven't seen him in a while, and he's gotten taller, you'd say, my goodness,
how you grow. Ooh, you have grown since I seen you last. All that.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
I'm going to call him a bastard child.
All right. Are there any joking names?
Well, they're illegitimate or something like that they call them.
All right. Did you ever hear him called a woods colt in a kind of a joking way?
No, I never didn't know it in that way. I never didn't know it like that, but they call him a bastard or either illegitimate or something like that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Your brother's son would be you'd be his uncle, he'd be your...
Nephew.
And a child that has lost both his father and his mother is a what?
Orphan child.
Would that be a child, whether or not he was living in a home, I mean in an institution? You know, they have an orphan's home somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you call him an orphan even if he wasn't living in an orphan's home?
Well, we call him that, but